Three, two, one, and action.
A warm welcome to Disky Talk with Luyolo. If you're tuning in for the very first time, I ask that you please do subscribe and hit that notification bell. If you've been a part of this journey, I hope you thoroughly enjoy this episode. So, on today's episode, we discuss all things Kaizer Chiefs versus Royal AM, as I have a post-match analysis of that encounter. So, without wasting any time then, let's head into it. So, we do know that Kaizer Chiefs lost that game 4-1. Very, very disappointing. But anyway, when we have a look at the two teams then, we'll start with Kaizer Chiefs. They will be represented by the red team. So, Kaizer Chiefs lined up with a 3-4-3 system. In goals, they had Brandon Peterson, which was coming in for his league debut, which I was happy with because I just felt that he deserved a chance. However, hey, man, very, very forgetful debut, you know. It's a debut that he won't want to think about. It's a debut that he'll want to forget very, very, very quickly. And then when we have a look at the back three, surprising enough, I'm going to start with Unjabulo Ngobo, who started as the left-sided centre-half, you know. So there was lots of talk surrounding Jabulo Ngobo with regards to will he play and why is he not playing, why is Stuart Baxter not giving him a chance. And Stuart Baxter came out and he went on to mention that he had not seen him for even a minute last season, and that the first time he came across Jabulo Ngobo was at Kaizer Chiefs. But with all that pressure that was put on him with regards to Jabulo Ngobo, well, he put him in for this encounter, and Jabulo Ngobo started as the left-sided centre-half. And yeah, another very, very poor debut for Jabulo Ngobo alongside Brandon Peterson. It's not the way that they would have wanted to remember their debut when it comes to playing for Kaizer Chiefs, you know. I just think at the end of the day, they just, both of them just struggled on debut. And then as the center back in between the three as the libero, they went with Cardoso and they went with Matoho. Very, very poor defensive display from these two players, you know, especially considering their experience and how frequently it was so easy for Royal AM to penetrate the two of them, especially whenever Royal AM would play a vertical ball in behind. Whenever Kaizer Chiefs was high up, they were always playing the ball in between Cardoso and Mator. They were always, always getting caught out. And as a result of that, Royal AM's first goal came from a beautiful cross from the right-hand side by Umashiane, who plays the ball into the corridor of uncertainty. And then Victor Letsoalo pops up and he finishes in between Cardoso and Mator. And what's disappointing about this is that we've seen this too many a times, you know, against Mamelodi Sundowns. It was the same thing. It's Shalulile popping up in between Matoa and Cardoso, scoring in the MTN 8 and in the league fixture. The last time Kaizer Chiefs played against Mamelodi Sundowns, it's becoming too frequent that they're always getting beaten with the same ball. And whenever then Kaizer Chiefs are high up, it's just one vertical ball in behind them, and then they get caught for pace. So yeah, it was just a poor, poor defensive display. Going then into midfield, they started with Unange and Alexander. And within the first half, I must say that Kaizer Chiefs were looking really good because they created so many clear-cut chances. And one of those chances fell to Cole Alexander, who popped up into the box and he just failed to finish, you know. He tried to chip the keeper, but when you look at his body orientation, when he's one-on-one with the keeper, you know, he doesn't open up his body on time and give himself that angle to slot the ball in. Instead, he runs square on with the keeper and then he tries to chip and then it doesn't go in. Nange, as the game progressed, Nange gets injured. And that was just very horrible. And what I didn't like is how Stuart Baxter reacted to that. And I say that because when you have a look at the game and how it was playing out, first of all, Royal AM weren't playing with a defensive midfielder. And secondly, Kaizer Chiefs had the lion's share of ball possession at that moment in time. So then, why not then bring Nkosi Mphile Ngcobo on? And then you can still have Cole sitting as the deepest laying midfielder, and then have Ngcobo to assist and apply pressure. You know, apply pressure, go forward, go and attack the game, because it's pointless to bring on a second defensive midfielder who A, is not comfortable on the ball, B, doesn't give you any vertical passes, and C, loses the ball almost each and every single time he gets it. And I'm talking about a game. Very, very poor performance when we... Yeah, very poor performance overall, Jeff, from a Kaizer Chiefs perspective. And when we look at the wingbacks, they started with Sifiso Hlanti on the left side and Blom on the right hand side. So the only positives that I could draw from the game is that Blom played really well down the right hand side. He was very solid and he created so many chances for this Kaizer Chiefs side. Even got to a point where in the first half, where he worked his way down vertical zone 5 and managed to get a shot on target, which the keeper then saved, you know. So he was creating so many chances down the right-hand side. On the left-hand side, Sifiso Hlanti played in a couple of good balls, and he also managed to score that free kick to get Kaizer Chiefs back into the game. So the wing-backs, I must say that they had a decent display. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you get beaten 4-1. You get beaten 4-1, so... there's not too many positives that you can draw from the side. And then you had Nukovic, Biliat, and Keegan Dolly starting up front as the front three. And it was just a poor display from the three of them, you know. We didn't see... Yeah, I didn't see anything. They were struggling with regards to... with regards to finishing. They were struggling with regards to popping up in the right pockets of spaces, meaning vertical zone 2, 3, and 4. They just struggled. They couldn't finish when they had chances. Yeah, it was just very, very poor. But anyway, moving on then along, let's have a look at how Royal AM lined up. So, John Maduka does like to institute a very offensive 3-4-3 system. So, very similar system to Kaizer Chiefs. In goals, he had Hugo Nyame, very experienced goalkeeper. His back three, he had Mangai as the right-sided centre-half. He had Ricotto as the libero, the centre-half in between the three. And then he had Lingwati starting as the left-sided centre-half. And when you look at that back three, I think they had a very solid performance. And what I like about that back three is that they're not wasteful within the build-up phase of the game. You know, they know how to nurture the ball and they know how to find their midfield players very comfortable on the ball. Going then into midfield, you had Mahlasela and Mashikinya. And this is where I'm very disappointed with regards to Kaizer Chiefs, because these are two very offensive-minded midfielders. So, within vertical zone 3, Royal AM didn't have any defensive protection within the heart of midfield. But Kaizer Chiefs couldn't exploit that. They just couldn't use that to their advantage. And that's why I'm very disappointed, because in a game like this, you should be making... use of the fact that they lacking defensively within the heart of midfield in vertical zone 3. And that is where Nkosi Mphile Ngcobo specializes. He should have started the game, but he didn't start the game. And then when we have a look at the two wingbacks, you had Nkize start as the right-sided wingback. Left-sided wingback, you had Mona Modi, you know. And like I had mentioned in the past, this is a player who was formerly with Kaizer Chiefs. And he played in the MDC side alongside with your Nkosi Mphile Ngcobo, your Bloms and your Tibetis. So obviously this type of game and this type of victory will be so sweet to him, getting one over Kaizer Chiefs. And when you look at Royal AM in possession, their midfield, very comfortable on the ball. And it was Mahlasela who instituted the build-up to that very first goal, where he picked up the ball... in the space, and when he picked up the ball in the space, he played a beautiful ball out wide, driven ball out wide into Mkhize, and Mkhize then played it into the path of Mashiane. Mashiane hits that beautiful ball into the corridor of uncertainty, Letswalo pops up and he scores. So when you look at Mahlasela and you look at Mashikinya, very comfortable on the ball, you know, from a qualitative perspective and whenever they were building up. So Royal AM, they played like a side who was so assured and so confident. Yes, at times they conceded ball possession, and yes, Kaizer Chiefs were coming, but they still kept their cool, they kept their nerve, and they were able to pick Kaizer Chiefs apart, and they picked their moments, and they, at times, they hit them on the transition and hit them on the counter, you know, with beautiful movement, A, B, speed, and beautiful passing, and of course, the finishing as well. The front three then was Mashiane, Letswalo, and Potsane. I think they had a very, very good performance on the day as a front three. Mashiane had the assist. Letswalo had two goals by virtue of the fact that he scored, he popped up into the box. He tapped that one in. And then the free kick, the beautiful free kick that he curls into the bottom corner. And you look at Potsane, he was troubling this defense throughout the game. And yeah, overall, it's just a poor, poor performance from Kaizer Chiefs. And you look at Stuart Baxter, I question so many things. I question the lineup. You're coming up against Royal AM. You should have a more progressive lineup where you're looking to thoroughly dominate, even in the central zone, in central zone 3, where Nkosi Pilengqobo was fit to start. And it was the type of game that needed Nkosi Pilengqobo. And you then have a look at his substitutions and his decision-making. Very, very poor. Because you're having a look at the fact that he brings on a gay who doesn't offer Kaizer Chiefs anything, you know, from a consolidation perspective going forward, you know. Plays a lot of safe passes. And even then, he played a poor back pass, which almost led to a goal for Royal AM. And then, you look at Stuart Baxter bringing on Manyama. How do you bring on a Manyama who's unfit, who's struggling to control the ball, who is struggling for confidence because he's not match fit and he's unfit and he just doesn't have that confidence? How is he brought ahead of Ngobo and Sekgota? And then Ngobo and Sekgota are brought on when, you know, there's about, what, 15 minutes left. Whereas you saw that when Nange got injured, that's when you could have attacked the game. That's when you could have made the positive change of Ngobo. And then second half, bring on Sekgota. That's, yeah, it's just, yeah, guys, it's just really poor. It's just really, really poor. And at the end of the day, I know how great this institution is and I know how great this club is. I'll always hold it to a high standard. And this is not acceptable. You know, it was just a poor, poor performance all round. However, thank you very much for tuning in to yet another episode of Disky Talk with Luyolo. And a job well done to Royal AM. And yeah, well done to Mamkize, chairman, for the big, big 3 points. And most notably, congratulations to John Maduka for, you know, putting 4 past Kaizer Chiefs. Big 3 points, and it'll give Royal AM so much confidence going forward. And yeah, it's just disappointing that the very same Victor Letswalo that Stuart Baxter didn't want to sign comes back and scores 2 goals. You know, the very same department that he didn't want to add depth to, which is the heart of midfield, we go and get an injury to Nange. Very, very disappointing. Very disappointed. But anyway, thank you for supporting Disky Talk with Luyolo and tuning in. Signing out.